Blog Talk Radio.
I'm driving in circles, should have bought that new phone. Can't find my way to all the places I call home. Pumping gas, yeah, I'm taking out the trash. I'm all alone. And who's there? Who's there? Since she's been gone, I learned how to move on, how to be myself. I don't need nobody still. I'm doing so good, I forgot that I could live like this. Whoa. First step, take a deep breath. You don't need a reason why. And you can
positivity and her sisterhood. No matter what you went through, no matter if you, how many times you had to start over and over and over again, no matter how wonderful you thought it was or how horrible it became, you can fly again. Tonight, I am your host, Ms. J, and I am so grateful. The switchboard is lighting up. Women are calling in. I'm so grateful for all of my sisters, those men who are trying to sneak online. It's all right. I see you. You're going to get a little insight on what we need. Women, you're going to get the tools and the nuggets tonight. You're going to get the things you need to continue to grow as a beautiful, strong woman that you have been created to be already. It's already yours. We're going to kick in with some great music, inspirational music. I got a little word for y'all today, some inspirational nuggets for you this evening just to give you a great massage and relax. Saturday nights, that's how we do it. It's the weekend, so we need to take all of that off that's happened during the week. A lot of us women, we internalize everything. We hold on to a lot of stuff. So tonight is your chance to woosah, to relax, relate, and release it. We started the show off with Fantasia, Even Angel. We're going to get right back into some music. Demita Hatton, There's No Looking Back. I'll be right back after this. Tell all your girls to tune in right now, 714-816-4743. We are live on blogtalkradio.com/Ms. J Productions. It's Pump Night Live. We letting it go, and there's no looking back. there's no looking back. That's Danita Hatton. You have tuned in to Pumps Night Live, Girl Talk for Ladies Only. I am your host this evening, Ms. J, and I am so grateful for all of you who have tuned in. Thank you, everyone who's calling in, no matter where you're calling in from. We are live worldwide right here on blogtalkradio.com/Ms. J Productions. Whether you're on the West Coast, the East Coast, up north, down in the dirty, dirty, I am glad that you decided to spend some time with me. Out here on the West Coast, we are experiencing some wet, gloomy, cold, windy weather. And you might feel like that's going on in your life. You might feel like you have been in the storm, through the storm, on top of the storm, under the storm. The storm is on top of you. But I'm telling you, tonight, your life is going to change. It is not by accident that you tuned in to tonight's show. I am definitely grateful and honored to be your host this evening. Those of you who are going through some relationship issues, you got a man and you can't stand him. Or you ain't got a man and you can't stand it. Or you're looking at a man and he can't stand you. Y'all know what it is. Or you got a woman who can't stand your man. Your family can't stand him, but you love him. Y'all know what I'm talking about out there. Those of us who have gone through those type of situations, or we're currently going through some situations, we have to make sure that we change our perspective about our relationships, whether it's a romantic relationship, whether it's strictly platonic, meaning that it's a relationship with the opposite sex, but there's no romantic feelings. You have to change your perspective. You have to look at yourself. Let's start from the beginning. Those of us who have had multiple relationships with men, and we tend to attract the same type of man. Why do I always get with this type of man? Why do I always find a man that has these same characteristics? It's not that all men are dogs that we love to believe and put the blame on them. It's every man you dealt with, dog. So what is the situation? What are you dealing with? What are you putting out there subconsciously that are attracting these type of men? The issue that we have with us women is that we don't understand our purpose. What is our purpose? Why are we here? Why are we here in life? What are we created to do? What did God place us here in earth to do? Did he place us here just to have a whole bunch of babies and keep pushing? Did he place us here in earth and not do nothing in life? No, that's incorrect. You have a specific assignment while you're here in time. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, he knew you. He gave you an assignment. He gave you all your gifts. He gave you all your features, the freckles that's on the left side of your butt cheek. He gave you your ingrown toenail that never goes away and been there your whole life. He gave you your unibrow. He gave you your double chin. He gave you that dimple on the right side of your face. He gave you all of that. Then he gave you your assignment. Who you were to be, what you were going to accomplish, what type of things you were going to do, and what mark you were going to make right here on earth. And then you said, I do. You said, I do to God, and he said, it's your time. Then he placed you in your mother's womb. Your mama and your daddy met each other. You were conceived, and you were dispensed in time. And our purpose while we are living is to remember the original word. Remember what God told you to do. Remember your assignment. We are all on assignment while we are here in earth. And the reason why a lot of us are frustrated with life, it's not because things aren't happening the way they should. It's not because of the economy. You can get that job that you've been waiting for forever. You're going to get a whole bunch of money and you're going to still be unhappy. You can get the man that you want and you can still be unhappy. What the problem is that your spirit man is tugging at you and telling you that you are not doing what you have been purposed to do. So now you're getting frustrated. You haven't gotten that job because that is not your purpose. Our purpose may not be to be working for somebody else at this point in your life. Your purpose may be to start that business. Your purpose may be to go back to school. Your purpose may be that you had a great job, but you left it because you were being selfish or you were distracted or your mind wasn't on it. So now you got to go back to what you said you will never do. You have to understand what your purpose is. If you're not ready to have a better life, a greater life, the greatest life, then this show is not for you. This show is for every single person who is ready to be the woman that they have been designed to be. I'm going to play some great music. We're going to get into all the relationships and get you some great tools, but we are not going to get on here to bash anybody. We are not going to get on here to bash men. We're not going to do any drama. This is strictly women's empowerment. Girl talk for ladies only right here. Pumps Night Live. We are live worldwide on blogtalkradio.com/Ms. J Productions. Those of you who are calling in, I see you, and I love you. Let's get right back into some music. Here's one of my favorite artists. Gets me always in my happy place. This is Letticy, Pieces of Me. We'll be right back after this.
Joy and laughter, I'm learning. from my before and after. All and all, it's been cool. His grace, it brought me through. I'm so happy seeing me. Broken dreams that went downstream. As we grow, we live and know. Some things were never meant to be, but everything that you've been through, God designed just to bless you. That's why memories lead us to our victory. I'm so happy loving me.
Happy loving me. So happy being me. I'm regretting nothing about me.
Happy being me. So happy being me. I am grateful. I'm your host this evening, Ms. J, and you have tuned in to Pump Tonight Live, Girl Talk for Ladies Only. This is a moment for us to de-stress, unwind, relax, relate, and release it all. Receive all the love that you deserve. You are fearfully and wonderfully made in the image of God, and you deserve all the love you can get. My hat's off to all the single mothers out there, to all the mothers out there. If you married, you holding down the husband and your kid, shouts out and hats off to you too. Those single mothers, no matter how many kids you got, I feel you. I'm a single mom myself. Hats off to you too, holding the house down. Those ladies out there who are single, you don't have any kids, I tip my hat to you, but keep going. Those of you who continue to get up every day, you continue to strive for the things that you are after, your dreams, your aspirations. I bow down to you and say congratulations in advance for accomplishing all of your goals. I did not come to this evening to do any male bashing. Those women who want to get on here and start some drama, y'all can do that on Facebook. You can do that on Twitter. You can get on any gossip line. You can turn on TV and listen to reality shows and all that mess to continue to do that. What ain't worked for you? Gossiping, talking about how trifling he is, how trifling he was, what he didn't do, what he should have did, what you should have done when he did what he did. It ain't worked for you and it ain't working. It's time to release all of that and embrace your love, embrace your spirit, embrace your life, embrace yourself, embrace the sisters that you do have. Those of you who have that attitude, that's why I don't hang with women. I don't deal with females because females is trifling and females are messy. Then what are you putting out that's attracting those type of females? You have an issue where you can't get along with no women because they all jealous of you. Every woman can't stand you. You got an issue with all women in different types of situations. It's you. I'm going to give you the truth because I want you to be the best woman that you can be, the woman that you have been created to be, the greatest woman, no matter what you're made of, no matter what you've been through, no matter what you're going through, no matter what experiences you have, no matter how young you are, how old you are, how many kids you done had, how many marriages you done had, how many men you done ran through, it does not matter. It doesn't matter to God, so it definitely doesn't matter to me. When he looks at you, he sees himself. He placed his spirit in you. He gave us something special. We call it sometimes women's intuition. He gave us a womb. Even though we were created out of Adam, we were created from his rib. If you think about the rib cage in anatomy, those are the bones that protect all of the important and vital organs, the heart, the lung. That's what we have been purposed and created to do, to protect our men, to nurture them, to be strong but still soft, still fragile enough, still pliable. If you're anything opposite of that, you are out of the will of God. You are out of purpose. And tonight is your night to get back in line and receive all the things that God has prepared for you as a beautiful, strong, vibrant woman, successful woman, a wise woman, a wealthy woman, all the things that we strive to be. I don't care how hurt you've been. I don't care what they did. There is still a voice inside of you that says, I want it. I want it bad. You still cry on the inside. You still cry when you're by yourself. Sometimes you feel down sometimes because you don't have those things that you say you really don't want, but you do want it. You want to be loved. You want to be held. It's okay. It's okay to desire a man. It's okay to desire to be partnered with somebody for the rest of your life that you can support and love and nurture and pour yourself into. Just because you did it before and he trampled all over you does not mean that that's not what you should do. It means that you need to use your wisdom, your women's intuition, that special gift that only we were given to make sure we give it to the right person, the person who deserves it. Right here, Pumps Night Live, Girl Talk for Ladies Only. I'm going to give you your pumps this evening, ladies, no matter what size you are, from a size 4, 5, 6, to even a size 12 and 13, whether you are triple narrow, extra wide, I don't care what size it is, every woman needs her pumps. She needs her purpose, her uplifting, her mentoring, her positivity, and her sisterhood. Right here, your girl, Ms. J, is only going to give you exactly what you need, your positivity. If you've never put on a pair of pumps, take your pumps right now, stand up, stand strong, stand proud. Straighten your back up, lift your head up, and you look yourself in the mirror and tell yourself, I am beautiful, I am gorgeous, I am wealthy, I am strong, I am successful. It is never too late. You don't have to wait to the new year, ladies. You can get it right here, right now. You can get it right now. We're going to get into the spoken word break. I love it. It's a word from a man. Then we're going to get right back into some music, and I'll be right back. I'm telling y'all, we're going to OD on positivity just like we do on the morning show. I got a few announcements. Those ladies who have experienced domestic violence in any form, whether it's physical, whether it's emotional, verbal abuse, there is no excuse for it, and I need you to get on your phone, text everybody right now. tell them to tune in, 714-816-4743. I got some information for you, ladies. We got to put it into it. We have to stop it right now. The holidays are coming up. Crazy things are happening at the end of the year. And before the new year, I promise you, you're going to see a change in your life. We're going to take this spoken word break. It's called a crucifixion type love. I want y'all ladies to take a listen and tell me what you think. It's Pump Night Live, Girl Talk with your girl, Ms. J, and we'll be right back after this.
My biggest prayer is to love her right. I want to love her like Christ loved the church, love her like her Father in heaven loves her, love her like the Holy Spirit loves her soul, and love her like she was created to be loved. But sometimes my flesh tries to intimidate me with that kind of love. It's like my spirit cries from the depths of this corrupted prison with the voice of Abel screaming that I have not yet loved her to the extent that Christ loved the church. See, I want a crucifixion type love. Every time I hug her, I want my arms to be spread out on the cross, and I want to die to my childish ways. And every time I look into her eyes, I want a crown of thorns to be placed upon my head so that I will surrender my thought life to her honor. And I want the walls to be taken apart to be nails driven into my feet so that they will lead her with the authority of Moses. See, I want a crucifixion type love. I want my side to be pierced every time we laugh together so that I'll always remember that she is my rib. And every time I sleep and dream of her, I want my back to be beaten with a cat of nine tails so that I'll always carry her burden for her. And every time I'm not with her, I'm going to stand before a pilot and stand true to my relationship with her. See, I want those who have seen me to have seen her in me when we are apart. I want a crucifixion type love. I want a love that will cause dead men to rise. When people gaze on us, I want them to know who is this Christ that we speak of. And every time she falls, I want to take her in my arms like my cross and carry her up to Calvary. I want men to mock me for not wanting to be like them, for not wanting to squander my love on various women, but to have the passion to pour out my love onto one soul for all of eternity. I want a crucifixion type love. I want a love that was predestined before eternity. I want a love that was birthed in my mother's womb. I want a love that is willing to give up this world for her. I want a love that is immaculate. I want a love that makes angels wish they were in our shoes. I want a love that will make me pray to God and say, who am I that you are mindful of me to bless me with her? I want a crucifixion type love. I want a love that bleeds purity. I want a love that people will lie on us just to see us split apart. I want a love that will make me run away to a far village, build a mansion for you with my bare hands, and send you love letters every day reminding you of me, letters that you can keep in a book and spend time reading them every day. I want a love that will make my spirit pray for you. I want a love that will make me walk on water in the middle of the most dangerous storm for you. See, I want a crucifixion type love. I want a love that my friends will betray me because of my affection for you. I'm going to love that after we're gone, that for centuries to come, men will aim to follow in our legacy. And every time I rise in the morning, I want it to be my cross being raised upright for you, to stand on the hill of my life and portray a beautiful sacrifice. I want to be placed in the tomb of your heart, the tomb that your mother and father built. I want a love that will rise with all power over adversity. I want a love that people will flock to see if it's real. I want a crucifixion type love. I want a love that shows my yearning for you. I want a love that even when we argue, I still have a burning passion and desire to be with you. I want a love that heals, the kind of love that covers the wounds that were dug deep by the knives of infidelity and insecurity. I want a love that makes God get up and dance around his throne every time he sets his eyes on us. I want a crucifixion type love. So with all of that said, Lord, please give me the strength to love her like you love me. Like the way you didn't consider being equal with the Father a thing to be grasped, but you came and gave up your throne to the filth of this world and the love you served. So in the same way, let me serve her unconditionally, infinitely. So let me man up and quit wasting time playing games to pursue her like you pursue your church, because you have chosen me to be entrusted with her heart. So let me cherish it like a jeweler cherishes a diamond. Let me examine it and find out every minute detail about her worth. See, I'm going to love her like Abraham loved Sarah, like Isaac loved Rebecca, like Jacob loved Rachel, like Boaz loved Ruth, like Solomon loved his queen. I want a crucifixion type love. So into your hands I commit this relationship, because I want to love her like you love your church. I want a crucifixion type love.
Shoulder to lean on, love is you. Love's like the water when the well runs dry. Quench my thirst, keep me alive. Just need one sip, baby. Love is you. 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 Is it possible there is a kiss that's so divine? Or am I just a fool? Is it all in my mind? Is there something chemical a scientist might say? Well, love must be a drug to make me feel this way. Cause love's my permission to be who I am. No inhibitions cause you understand. Freedom to breathe, oh baby, love is you. Love's like a kiss when the sun goes down. Holds me tight when no one's around. Love's what I wanna hold on to. Love is you. 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 When the chips are down, love will stick around. Oh, I'm so glad I found love is you. Much as I've tried to clarify, love's quite simple, he's just my guy. A perfect definition, love is you. Love is you. Love is you. Love is you. Love is you.
Isn't that beautiful? One of my favorite songs, Chrisette Michelle, Love is You. Right before that, a spoken word break, crucifixion type love, a word from a man, what he's looking for. Ladies, you have to understand that there are great men out there. Do not hold on to your past for so long that it starts to fester inside of you and become this bitter, angry, ugly woman. Those of you who are lonely out there, and you're saying, I can never find a man. What are you putting out to where men are repelled from you? Why aren't men attracted to you? It's not your looks. You don't have to just go ahead and lose weight. If you need to lose weight, do it for yourself. Do it for health reasons. Do it because you want longevity in life and you want to be healthy. Don't do it because you're trying to get a man. It's not your wardrobe. It doesn't matter where you shop, whether you shop at Walmart or Target or Saks or Neiman Marcus, it does not matter. There are men out there who are actually attracted to a woman's mind and a woman's heart. But one thing that stinks worse than funk after exercising for 5 hours is bitterness. And in my experience with men and talking to men and doing my research, I can guarantee you that one thing they can tell you is once they get a sniff of that bitterness, that anger, that disgust, that manipulation, that hurt, that heartache, they are running in the opposite direction. A lot of us say, well, that's easier said than done because he really hurt me and I gave him, I got his 4 kids and he left me for that bimbo. It's okay. You are still standing. Focus on the positive. You cannot make every man suffer for what one man did. You have to let it go. A lot of times we get on Facebook and we get upset and we talk about men and we talk about all that. But the truth of the matter is that we're still hurting because we keep replaying that memory over and over and over in our mind. It could have been somebody from way back in high school. And here you are going into your 40s and you still got hang up with men because of what that one man did to you. That's why we have to be careful. Use our women's intuition to decipher and discern character in a man. You have to make sure that when you get with a man and you start having these feelings, where is it coming from? What type of feelings are there? What type of conversations are you having? Do your investigation. Don't use your investigation for your homegirl when you're trying to get into some mess and figure out what girl is talking to her man on Facebook and she tweeted him and I tweeted her, but I'm friends with him and she friends with you, but I'm going to tell you what she said. You know all that drama we get ourselves into. Come on, ladies. You know how we do it. There are great, wonderful men that are still out there, no matter if they're black, white, purple, brown, Hispanic, Hindu, Arabian, African, Hawaiian, Samoan. It don't matter. Canadian, French-Canadian. It does not matter. The men are there. They are out there, and they are looking. He who findeth a wife findeth a good thing and favor with God. Most men that are ready to be married, ready to be settled down, they understand that, but they're looking for a good thing. They're not looking for a toe-up thing. They're not looking for a girl who they can make a wife. They're out there looking for their wives. So that means we have to be prepared before we find him. That means we have to be tried and tested and understand what our roles is as women, as wives, as the managers of the house. If you are single mothers, I'm a single mom myself, I understand we're used to taking care of everything. And it's difficult for me at times to make sure that I got to let go, step back, let them open the door for you. It's okay. But we're so used to doing it on our own for so long that we don't know how to let the man be the man. Oh, no, I got this. Come on, y'all been going ahead and doing that Destiny's Childism. Independent women, I don't need a man. What can a man do for me, boo? A man can't, blah, blah, blah. But when you get at home in that cold bed at night, you're crying wishing you had somebody to hold on to. Or you got somebody in the bed that you know don't love you and ain't treating you right because you're afraid to let him go and be alone in the bed. There are some great men out there, but they're looking for the real woman that's inside, and you have to let her go. You have to let her out. You have to stand up strong as the beautiful woman that you have been created to be, the successful woman, the smart woman. The man that is created for you loves everything that you have. He loves your rolls. He loves your wrinkles. He loves your birthmark. He loves your moles. He loves your ingrown hair that's on your legs. He loves it all. It doesn't matter. The same way we love men, they love us the same. They just show it in a different way. Y'all know how it is. Men are from Venus, women are from Mars, or vice versa. We just totally different, and that's just how it is. But you have to understand what your purpose is. You have to uplift yourself. You have to find a mentor. You have to model yourself after women that you want to be like. All of us that are out there looking into the media, and we looking at Nicki Minaj, we looking at the Halle Berry showing her tatas through a see-through shirt, and we looking at the men drooling all over them. That's their fantasy. If you want to be a man's fantasy, that's fine. But when he wakes up, he wants a real woman at home that he can take to his mother, that he can show off to his family, that he can have children with, that he can multiply with and be secured with. And I'm telling y'all, those type of images is not what they're looking for. Don't be fooled. Those young ladies out there who are listening to me right now, do not be fooled. Be your authentic self. It's okay to be a fashionista. It's okay to wear your stilettos and wear your skinny jeans and have your hair and your nails done. It's okay. Be who you are. But make sure that who you are is authentic. Make sure that that's truly you. Make sure that when you take those clothes off, you don't feel any different. You feel sexy if you wear jeans and a sweatshirt and some run-over tennis shoes the same way you feel with your stilettos. I'm telling you to be authentic because that's what men love the most, ladies. You have to hear it from me. I'm telling you not just what I heard, also what I know. But through my experiences, I've had the most glorious relationships, and not just romantic, platonic, when I'm being my authentic self, when I'm opening up and saying, this is who I am, and you have to accept what I have now, but make sure that you show them that you are striving to be better. I always say, meet me or beat me, meaning that, you know, they might not have it all right now. You can't expect a man to have the house, the car, the income, the body, the brains, the friends, the access, the hookups, the strife, the tenacity, the stamina, and all that. And then here you come looking like a limp noodle with rollers in your head and only brush your teeth once every other day. It just ain't going to work that way. Men are out there, y'all. They are there, and they are looking, and they are ready to find us. We have to make sure that we're prepared. We have to make sure that we're protecting our eye gates, things that we see, our mouth gates, things that we talk about, our ear gates, things that we hear. When you're on Facebook, it's okay, but make sure that you're mindful of what you're reading. What you put in your body is what's going to come out. That's in the physical and the spiritual and the mental. If you're constantly focused on drama, constantly watching the reality shows, constantly finding out what's on gossip, all that crazy stuff on Twitter, you on the phone with your girls and y'all saying, I can't stand these females, B's need to stop it, H's need to stop it, all this, and you wondering why all you get is drama. We're changing our perspective right here. Pumps Night Live, Girl Talk for Ladies Only. I'm telling y'all, ladies, I want y'all to get it. I want to get it for myself. It's not just me telling you. I'm talking to myself, too. I'm going after everything God has prepared for me, including that wonderful, gorgeous chocolate man that I know I'm about to get. He's out there, and I know he's ready, and I'm ready, and y'all ready, and we're about to get it, and we're about to get into some great music. Right here, Pumps Night Live, Girl Talk for Ladies Only. We are live worldwide on blogtalkradio.com/Ms. J Productions. Here's one awesome man of God, godly man, handsome man, my boy Sam Collier, an original song he wrote, produced, and sung called Fallen Star, and this was on his first album with the No Losing Project. Fallen Star is an original track, and I'm blessed and honored to be a part of this project. Ladies, I'm dedicating this song to you just to seal the deal and to let y'all know that there are men out there waiting for you. Y'all got to stick with me. We're going to get it together. So we're going to get right back into some music, and we'll be right back after this. Here's my boy Sam Collier, Fallen Star. Let me know what you think about it. It's your girl, Ms. J. Be right back after this.
Girl, this song's for you. I mean, listen.
It was a cold and rainy day when I first saw your face, and all I could remember is the wind stopped blowing. You took one look at me and my heart stopped going. For a moment I was paralyzed, I just couldn't seem to move my eyes away from her, no. I never dreamed of a sight like you, never pictured you would be in my view. You came and brightened up my day, yeah. Like a falling star she fell right into my life. So beautiful is she, baby. How could I even imagine someone so beautiful, someone so wonderful as you? It's a million words that I could say to express the way I feel for you. But every word that would come inside my mind will limit the beauty that lies in you, baby. See, I could orchestrate a symphony or make up 100 melodies, but no one would sound as good as you make me feel. I could write a poem with 1,000 phrases, paint a picture with 1,000 faces, but no one would be as good as you, baby. Like a falling star, she fell right into my life. So beautiful is she, baby. How could I even imagine someone so beautiful, someone so wonderful as you? Na 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 na. Oh.